Before I finished today, I just wanted to make sure to mention the manna from the wilderness, which is an important part of our of this section of the book of Exodus. So they got their water turned from brackish to sweet water, but they need something to eat, and so God provides the manna, Hebrew for what is it? And the manna is going to come from heaven in the morning, and they can pick it up and they can have enough for the whole day, but they can't take too much, because if they take too much manna, it will spoil overnight. And so they just have to trust that the amount that they can get each day will be enough for what they need. So again, they're being asked to sort of trust in the Lord. They end up being able to, they get this manna for the entire time that they're in the wilderness, the entire 40 years. And we know that because when they get to Joshua, to the book of Joshua, they cross over into the promised land. And there's a little note there, and it says, and then the manna, you know, didn't come anymore after that, after they ate of the produce of the land, of the promised land, that is. I didn't want to leave out the manna for several reasons. One is that it will accompany them. Another is that it gets saved, like physically saved, as a sort of material witness to what has happened. And it gets carried around with the tabernacle, with the Ark of the Covenant and stuff like that. Some of that manna is sort of a representation of what of this sort of amazing event that happened, and where God took good care of his people. You'll notice also that when he talks about that, they talk about on the sixth day, that's the day you can get enough for 2 days. You can get enough for Saturday and, or I don't know, Friday and Saturday, I suppose, because the seventh day will be the Sabbath. Well, this is the first use of the word Sabbath in this context in the Hebrew Bible. So, again, the Sabbath sort of decree, you wouldn't really call it a commandment here quite, not in the sense that you're going to get soon, but this is a sort of introduction. And again, it's the same idea. You have to trust that you'll get enough on the sixth day to get you through the seventh day, but then that on the eighth day, the manna will come again. Now, this idea of manna gets picked up all over the place, including in the New Testament. When we read about the multiplication of the loaves and fishes, right? There's some sort of cultural, you know, sort of literary resonance here with the manna from heaven. But Jesus himself refers to himself as, he says, you know, your ancestors ate bread, manna in the wilderness, and they died, but the bread you will eat from me, you will live forever. That Jesus himself is the bread from heaven. In the Psalms, the manna is called the food of angels, panis angelicorum. So all of those things sort of have this through current of the Lord will provide, the Lord will provide sufficiently, and that you can and should trust in the Lord. I didn't want to leave the day, though, without saying that, without sort of bringing attention to the rest of Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. It's against the background of them collecting manna every morning, which is just to say, and the reason I say that is because, you know, sometimes it gets kind of esoteric, sometimes it gets kind of, you know, very, you know, ruley and, you know, legalistic, literally legalistic, but just understand that it's happening against this daily background of every morning they go out and gather food that, that the Lord has given them, right? So for all the sort of law talk, the grace is sort of there undergirding all of it. So there you are. Onwards. Let us pray. O God, who has caused all holy scriptures to be written for our learning, grant that we may in such wise hear them, read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them, that by patience and comfort of thy holy word we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life, which thou hast given us in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Happy reading. Talk to you again tomorrow.